You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. We're at the Boxing Booth Gym here, near Croydon somewhere. Delighted to be joined for the first time, actually, first time I'm interviewing Mr. Aaron Chalmers. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm very well, thanks. How's things?
Very well. You were just talking about your beard. Your beard looks all right, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, look, do you know what it is? I need the barbers open. I'm looking a bit rough. I'm normally looking fly, but not at the minute.
You've been training at this gym for quite some time, and wondered if you can give us an update on your application for a licence and where that is at the minute.
Yeah, so the application, I was waiting on a brain scan. I had a little shadow on the brain, so I had to get a brain assessment. So I've done that, passed that. So it's just in the process of switching to the pro boxing game. We've left the MMA behind. It was seven fights in, and I stopped enjoying it. And my main focus and my main love has always been boxing. So I thought, I'm 33 years old now. This is going to be the last chance to learn. And thankfully, I got in with Aaron Booth, and we're putting the work in.
When you were doing MMA, was it always a plan that, you know, you'll see how this went and then after that kind of make that transition into boxing, or did that decision come after you stopped doing MMA?
Do you know what it is? I planned to have one MMA fight. It was just something to tick off the bucket list. Then I had the fight and I really enjoyed it, but down the line I was more enjoying the stand-up training than, like, I was avoiding grappling and jiu-jitsu, and that's the two fights that I lost was on the ground. And I sat down with my girlfriend after the last loss and I said, do you know what it is? I don't enjoy it. She was like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I really want to go into the pro boxing. Thankfully, I knew Josh Kelly, who had words with Adam, and then here we are. Here we are today.
I mean, it's a difficult one to come from the background you have, which people predominantly know you from reality television, for people to kind of take you seriously as a combat sports person, whether that be in MMA or boxing. How have you found that to kind of convince people that, no, I do this is what I do, and I'm going to turn to boxing, and I'm going to see how that goes, but give me a chance before you kind of judge me on anything else?
The world we live in is you are always written off. I'm especially written off because of the TV, and people think that, oh, well, people like boxers think, oh, he's taking someone else's spot, but I'm doing everything what other pro boxers are doing. I'm just in the gym and I'm training and I'm looking, hoping to get a fight. But before I even have a pro fight, I'll probably have 50% of boxing fans writing us off, which is fine. I'm used to criticism and I quite enjoy it. I quite enjoy criticism. I quite enjoy shutting people up. So fucking bring it on.
I mean, I've heard that argument when the YouTube boxing, which we'll come on to in a little while, but the YouTube boxing where people have said kind of kids have, you know, been boxing their whole lives and don't get to where they get. But that's not really to do with what we're talking about, because they're there where they are because of the platform they've created for themselves as individuals. So you're not, I don't really think you're taking anyone's spot as such.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, if you've got a YouTuber and you've got a standard kid on the street, so a YouTuber can put 50,000 seats in a stadium, a standard kid can sell 20 tickets. If you're a matchmaker, it's not hard who you're going to pick, and that's a horrible way to put it, but it's the truth. If you've got two kids with a couple of fights, one can sell 50,000 tickets on pay-per-view, one can sell 20. If I was the fucking matchmaker, I know who I would be picking every time, and that's the sorry state of affairs, and that's just how it goes. But do you know what it is? Like I say, I'm not in here to take anyone's spot. I'm just in here to make a good 3 or 4 years career before I hang up all combat sports, and I'm in the right place to do it.
I mean, over the last couple of years, YouTubers, not just fighting on kind of white collar shows, but now getting professionally licensed and actually trying to forge some sort of career in boxing. We don't know how far somebody's going to go, but, you know, there are plenty of names out there that possibly you'd be interested in fighting. I don't know. I'm not putting words in your mouth here, but
the obvious one is that I think he's one of the most hated is Jake Paul. He's very good. He's very good at making himself disliked. He calls people out. He was calling Conor McGregor out before Conor McGregor had his last fight. So he calls people out when they've got a fight booked in. Then once the fight's over, he doesn't call them out again. Like, he's fighting an MMA fighter who's probably got the worst fucking hands in MMA. He has the worst boxing I've ever seen. So everyone else has thrown their hat in the ring, so I'll throw mine in. my coach manager, Adam, is good friends with your coach, BJ Flores, so I can't see it too hard work getting in contact. So if he wants that fight down the line, then I'm putting my name in the ring, in the hat right now.
Yeah, that's very true that Adam is very good friends with BJ Flores. So the communication process wouldn't be difficult to try and kind of reach out and see if they were interested in making that fight.
Well, yeah, Adam's just said, he said I'm good friends with him, so I can't see it too, like, being too much hard work. And I think Jake's had 3 pro fights. I've had 7 pro MMA fights. So we've both competed like at a high level, like in big arenas. So, yeah. Let him get through Ben Askren if he gets through him. If he doesn't get through him, he wants to hang the gloves up, because when I say this, Askren has got 0 hands. But it'll be interesting to see. I hope he does get through it, and then we can plan that for down the line.
We've seen Jake Paul obviously fight a fellow YouTuber in Anais and Gibb, which was in Miami at the start of last year, and then obviously had that fight with Nate Robinson, which he scored a pretty pleasing on the eye, shall we say, knockout, but still had a lot of criticism about who he was fighting. But now he's fighting Ben Askren, who has a relative degree in combat sport.
Yeah, like you say, if you look at his combat sports record, it's unbelievable. But he's an out and out wrestler. I don't think I've ever seen him throw a combination in MMA when I've watched him fight. But it's quite a good scalp to take when you look at the combat record. So yeah, I mean, good luck to him, good luck to Jake. I hope he does come through it, because it's a fight that I would definitely be looking at down the line. And the thing is, from what I've seen of Jake, he does put the work in. He's with a good coach. Adam was saying he's with a very good coach, so I can't imagine him being half-assed in his training. So I'm at a good gym, he's at a good gym. He's got a following, so have I, so let's make it work.
Why not? We saw him and Tommy Fury having a few words recently as well.
Yeah. I seen Tommy. Tommy was giving it to him. It was going a bit back and forth. Tommy's the same. Tommy went on reality TV. He's pretty similar to myself. After every fight, he seems to get a lot of criticism. But he hasn't had, I think he's had 8 amateurs, I think it was. 8 amateurs, and he's about 5 in his pro game. So I think no matter who he fights, because of him being on TV, he's going to get criticism. So you just have to take the rough with the smooth. As long as he's fighting, as long as he's making money, and as long as he's winning, then that's all that really matters, I suppose.
If you fought Jake Paul, you believe you can knock Jake Paul out?
Of course. I mean, I've knocked people's spark out cold in MMA, so I can't see it being any different in boxing. Maybe take a little bit more time, but if I caught him, he would fucking know about it.
All right, well, let's see where this goes. Like I said, there's at the minute a long list of people kind of putting themselves towards him, including like professional boxers. A lot of them are kind of, they're probably more aggravated with Jake Paul. I interviewed Jake Paul only a couple of weeks ago, and I said, was it your intention to kind of aggravate the whole of the boxing world? And he said it wasn't. It was just, he's just doing what he's doing, and yeah.
But then he was calling McGregor out, saying about his missus. Like I've got a missus, which, like, I'm having my second child to her, and I think there's a line you don't cross. Say whatever you want about the person, but when you start bringing families and wives and girlfriends into it, it's a bit too far. So I can imagine why a lot of people want to give him a smack in the mouth.
All right, Aaron. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. Like I said, we'll see where this goes, if it goes anywhere.
I'll buy you a drink.
But yeah, good luck with obtaining your license, and we look forward to kind of the start of your boxing career when it does start.
Thank you very much, mate. Take care.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.